This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Japan started releasing treated radioactive water from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant into the Pacific Ocean on Thursday, a polarizing move that prompted China to announce an immediate blanket ban on all aquatic products from Japan. More from Associated Press reporter Karen Chamas.
The executive in charge of the radioactive water release, Junichi Matsumoto, said it will be a safe and gradual one. We will be continuing the release over the course of around 30 years. In response, Chinese customs authorities announced a ban of all seafood and aquatic products from Japan. In Beijing, local residents such as Lai and Dong told the AP they were disappointed by the move. This incident has affected my impressions of Japan. Protests took place in Tokyo and elsewhere, as Japanese fisher groups also opposed the plan, for fear it will further damage the reputation of their seafood. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian authorities say the leader of the notorious Wagner mercenary force was listed as a passenger on a private jet which crashed on Wednesday with no survivors, raising fears among his allies that he had been killed. But Keir Giles, a senior consultant fellow at Chatham House, a UK-based think tank on international affairs, told the Associated Press, "We may never know."
It really depends whether this is actually the Wagner boss or somebody traveling under the name of Yevgeny Prigozhin, because we know that Prigozhin used aliases, or rather people who assumed his name in order to travel, as part of his security measure.
Germany on Thursday condemned a Russian court ruling to extend the detention of U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovitz on spying charges by 3 months as an example of Moscow's brutal system. This is VOA News. Eight Republicans who want to be president of the United States shared a stage Wednesday night in the U.S. state of Wisconsin for their party's first debate ahead of next year's election. VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, was on the scene and has more from Milwaukee.
The two-hour debate, the first held by Republicans in this election cycle, featured spirited exchanges about what one of the moderators called the elephant who is not in the room, the absent party frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. Some of the contenders, such as Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, deemed Trump disqualified from serving again because of what they said was his disrespect for the Constitution, as well as the more than 90 felony counts he now faces. Steve Herman, VOA News, Milwaukee.
On the heels of the debate, former President Trump is set to surrender to authorities in the U.S. state of Georgia on Thursday on charges he schemed to overturn the 2020 election in the state. The booking process is expected to yield a historic first, a mugshot of a former American president. Iran and Saudi Arabia, among six nations that have been invited to join the BRICS bloc of developing economies, United Arab Emirates, Argentina, Egypt, and Ethiopia are also set to join the bloc in 2024. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, whose country presently chairs BRICS, made the announcement at the bloc summit Thursday in Johannesburg. Major wildfires burning for days in northeastern Greece and on the fringes of the country's capital are incinerating forests and forcing more evacuations. Firefighters on Thursday struggled against strong winds and arid conditions to bring the blazes under control. The wildfires have left 20 dead over the last week alone. Five U.S. high school students from the U.S. states of Florida all the way to Utah have been selected as this year's National Student Poets. Each winner represents a different region of the country and brings their own distinctive background and perspective. The student poets each receive $5,000 and will help oversee workshops, readings, and other activities. The program was founded more than 10 years ago. Previous poets have appeared at the White House and the Lincoln Center, among other venues. The National Student Poets Program is a partnership among the Institute of Museum and Library Services and the Nonprofit Alliance for Young Artists and Writers. More information on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman.